Michael Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about Sport 2030, a big government initiative with different groups all positioning themselves to be sort of an allied sports sort of ministry expanding into health and public effect. It's sort of, there's a certain amount of logic to it. I suppose good on them having a go. I, unfortunately, please don't, if you're listening to it and you're a member of the government, don't take it too literally, but I am actually just reading through it and giving honest concepts, or honest comments as I'm going through. This is the fourth episode, starting on page 28. I had to wrap up the printer again. I'll have to buy some more paper. I can only print up to industry. And this is one of the interesting things, is sport, it's got these accountability, integrity, and industry. And industry sort of sits in there. But we're up to episode 4, and we're reading through different sections of it. I don't quite see how it all sits together. We had a bit of swimming. We had a bit of physical... physical literacy. Yeah, sort of, what does that actually mean? But with older I would actually think physical literacy is being able to transact or interpret and interact in a physical way, be a bit more sophisticated about physical stuff. I don't know how it necessarily sits into this situation. Okay, to older Australians. With Australians' population over the age of 65 set to double over the next 40 years, making sure older Australians are able to enjoy the benefits of physical activities is more important than ever. The Australian government will encourage Australians age 65 and over to adopt and incorporate physical activity into their everyday lives to reduce the impact of chronic conditions, reduce the risk associated with falls, increase overall physical and mental health. The Australian government will support organisations to provide sports and other physical activity opportunities to older Australians through accessible networks including workplaces, aged care services, retirement villages and sports and recreation centres. Community sports infrastructure. The community sports infrastructure is a sound investment, with more than 8 million Australians using community sporting infrastructures every year. Community sport, which is, that's only a third of the population. Okay, because that's, well, it's under a third of the population. Community sport directly employs 57,000 people. Well, I like this. It's like they said Battery Creek will employ 10,000 people. So it's 10,000 people over 10 years, and that's 10,000 job years. So that's actually 1,000 people. But by actually saying it's over 10 years, it's 10,000 job years, so that's 10,000 jobs. But getting across, so if it is 57,000 people full-time, contributing 5.5 in increased economic activities, that is... I can say that economic activity is attributed to sport, but then you have the problem of government double counting. 4.9 billion in personal health benefits and 4.2 billion in social capital uplift. What does that mean? Being physically active is more than just utilising pools, courts and ovals. It's about having access to open spaces, be it on the water, on beaches or hiking in a national park. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to build huge high-rises, put everyone on transport systems. The availability of accessible and sustainable sporting and physical activity infrastructure is critical when it comes to getting Australians moving more. Part of this is working to ensure that all funded facilities are designed in a way that they are accessible to all, not modified for use for people with disability, but designed to be used by people with a disability. Australian government will play a key role alongside state, territory and local governments in funding infrastructure that meets the ever-changing needs of Australian communities. Quote, following the agreement of the meeting of sports and recreation ministers, the Australian government will engage with state and government territory governments to examine a more collaborative model for sports infrastructure funding, to examine the feasibility of, to examine a model. You know what I would like to do is they've always got to have, it's got to be new, never done before, but the actual statements should have, this document contains so many statements to examine a model, so many statements to examine feasibility, and therefore, the Australian government has invested more than $600 million in sports infrastructure nationwide in the period of the last 5 years. The investment will be complemented by work of Sports Australia, which is already producing data and tools to help us better understand the economic and social value of sports infrastructure in helping sporting organisations and governments to plan better. Following the agreement of the meeting of sports and recreation ministers, the ministers will examine opportunities to create a database on sports infrastructure that will work with local governments and national sporting organisations to develop a national approach to mapping infrastructures across Australia. So they're not going to develop it, they're going to look at, they're going to examine the opportunities to create. Not, they won't create it, they won't find the opportunities, they'll examine the opportunities and they'll work towards developing an approach to map. Right, that's pretty vague. All Australians, regardless of age, gender, ability, should be able to access infrastructure, play and participate. We need to ensure that all new developments have sporting infrastructure that is accessible to all, have physical activity as a core design element, and provide the future sporting needs of the new communities. Further, we need to ensure sporting infrastructure supports longer hours of use and include programs to encourage more flexible use of facilities by individual sports and community groups. Sport Australia will lead the development of the best practice sports and physical activity infrastructure, faculty design and use. Well, it's also sort of getting people walking at night. This is one of the things I have. Chinese visitors come up here on the weekend and it's as if no one is here. Everyone's inside the house. There's no activity whatsoever. Sports Australia will lead the development of the best practice sport and physical activity infrastructure, faculty design and use. Okay, there's a quote, a byline. The sports sector must work cooperatively with other sectors such as health, education, infrastructure and more importantly families, to tackle the changes such as physical inactivity. Okay. Volunteers. Volunteers are often the heart and soul of a sporting event and a crucial component of a sporting community. Volunteering in sport and physical activity enriches lives not only of volunteers but also those sport and physical activities is facilitated by them. When 1.8 million volunteering in sporting activities each year, the sports sector engages the largest group of volunteers in the country. Whether preparing the wicket at a local cricket club, keeping score, coaching, umpiring kids, or running a committee, sport in Australia doesn't happen without the selfless volunteer workforce. As the business and structures of sport evolve, so too must its workforce. We must continue to invest in our people so that they may drive the industry forward. Here's a quote. The Australian government will prioritise the partnership with states and territories, sporting organisations and stakeholders initiatives to help recruit, train and reward and organise volunteers. A new section, Achieving Excellence. I've forgotten what the last section was called, so it's a huge blank sheet, big page. I should have dropped that one out. So we're now up to page 31. And Achieving Excellence. So there's four sections, four themes. I forgot what they were, but one of them is Achieving Sporting Excellence, which is national pride, inspiration and motivation through international sporting activities. Long-term targets. Australians have high expectations of our elite athletes and national sporting teams. Yeah, I just really wonder what that means, because do I have a high expectation? What does that mean? Do I think we'll do well? No, in generally, I think we'll do poorly in the track and field. If you do well, it's good on you. But also, it doesn't really matter. The Australian government's role is to enable and empower sports to achieve sustained sporting success on domestic and international sporting stages. To do this, our performance approach will be tailored around sports and athletes, leveraging Australian Institute of Sports expertise where it provides competitive edge. I just think there's a certain type of people who really value sporting excellence, who really worry about this type of stuff, and they're sort of people who see other sort of people, like, you have to be there to be in it. Opportunities and pathways must be the focus of our athletes to compete on the world stage. Opportunities and pathways must be the focus of our athletes to Aspiring athletes need our support and establish pathways that allow these athletes to do their best they can to be both during and after their careers. Under the strategic priority of achieving sporting excellence, quote, that's achieving sporting excellence, the Australian government will promote and sustain high performance outcomes through the following actions. Achieving sporting excellence. These are four outcomes. Examine opportunities to support the AIS to continue being the national high performance system leader. National sporting organisation achieves sporting success. Develop talent across the system. Support Australian athletes during and after their competitive careers. Test for supporting excellence in sport. Australia has a proud history of producing sporting champions. Athletes, teams and sports have delivered many historic moments for Australia. The success of our athletes at an international level contributes to our sense of national identity and pride. It is, if you build people up such that it's necessary. Australia needs to reclaim the world leading status. In 1981, when Australia established the AIS, we did not copy other countries, nor did we look back to 56, the Melbourne Olympics, as a model that still worked. Sports, government, athletes came together to create a model Australia would be proud of, a model the world that would change the way Australians' high-performance sports, preparation and research were delivered and would lead the world. Scary if you're from another country listening to Australia doing that. God, okay, there's a picture here. There's pictures here of someone skiing and someone about to throw a killer punch at you. Okay, that's page 32. I don't know what those pictures actually mean. Sport 2030 is not about looking to emulate other countries or is it seeking to benchmark ourselves against international investment levels and models. It's about having a system that revolves around athletes and sports and our mission to have sustained sporting success at the highest level. High performance sport is able-bodied and para sports have evolved significantly in the four decades since the creation of the AIS. In the early 80s, the sports was largely amateur. There was no state institutes and academics of sport, and sporting organisations did not have centres of excellence. The AIS gave focus on the fledgling industry and the home to athletes. However, as high-performance sports matured and progressed, and once athletes and sports had options that provided all the disciplines they needed without having to reside in Canberra, they stayed locally in the environments most conductive to their training performance. Yeah, look, can I say, you go to Belconnen, and Belconnen's the shopping centre. So Canberra is sort of like a repeated motif of lakes and roundabouts and shopping centres, linear shopping centres. And so you've got Lake Burley Griffin, you've got Lake Belconnen and Belconnen. You go over and there's this series of ancient volcanoes, Black Mountain, Mount Hansley, Red Hill, Mount Stromlo's, these volcanoes. They're dead volcanoes, you don't have to worry about them. They're hills, and so you've got this sort of mini sort of world structure theme park there. And so you go across and you travel on the bus through the AIS on the way to the Belconnen Shopping Centre. And it is something, the bus goes silent every time we go through it because it feels like an East German training centre. It's got these big statues out. It's got something really definitely weird and chilling about it. But there's and you can go on tours of it and all that sort of stuff. But now, you're saying, AIS, you're pretty well over. Since the 2000 Olympics, Australia's international sporting performance has been in decline, with a decrease in both medals and medalists. Against this backdrop, the Australian Government, Sports Australia and AIS has reconsidered our collective ambition and targets, as well as now and how success is defined. You loser. We'll never stop striving to the best in the world in as many sports as possible. Our aspirations must acknowledge that success in high-performance sports is correlated to investment, and we should measure our performance using more than just the medal table. Which is... reading this is really schizophrenic. As such, the first time, Sports Australia has defined high-performance Olympic Paralympic success more broadly than just winning. Success at elite international level remains important to our nation and fundamental to AIS, but the measurement of success must now also include the impact of athletes as role models, their engagement with community, and delivering a respected system. This is a bit of a sobering document. I mean, it's good. To deliver on Australia's renewed high-performance goals and aspirations, which are lower goals and less aspirations, the AIS has developed with sector partners a comprehensive high-performance strategy that will be released later in 2018 as part of Sports Australia broader strategic planning. The high-performance strategy provides a link between Australia's current situation and vision and actions required to achieve sustained success in the future. Across able body and para sports, Australia needs a fully integrated high performance system. Our sports and athletes need access to the best high performance programs, minds, facilities and research data analysis from across Australian high performance systems. We need to be able to share lessons learned from the successes and failures across all Australian sports and have systems that focus on sharing that knowledge quickly and widely to drive better and more consistent results. God, can you imagine the old Olympics just going, what the heck? A couple of nude Greeks on Mount Olympus. What's the long-term changes will Sport 2030 promote to sustain success or reduce the level of failure? The Australian Government is committed to our athletes succeeding in the world stage. We want our high-performance sports systems to be recognised as world-leading and our sporting champions to be positively influenced by the community. United High-Performance System. That's really good. So I wouldn't like the system to be not united and I wouldn't want it to be higher. Since opening in 81, the ACES campus has benchmarked for other nations on how to deliver high-performance outcomes for athletes. Although I do think it looks like an East German village. The AIS campus developed into a symbol of sporting excellence that continued to inspire generations of athletes. However, the AIS is no longer at the cutting edge of sports excellence. The world has moved forward. Go. What a sobering document to read it out. AIS used to be used to sell cereal. I think it was Sultana Bram. Australian sport now demands the return of a leading institution The Australian sport now demands the return of a leading institution to drive system-wide investment in the frontiers of ethical sport, working with partners across all sectors to quickly identify, improve and amplify and share the new and emerging ideas, technologies and practices in sports. The AIS facility in Canberra is at the core of Australia's cultural commitment to high-performance excellence. Oh, okay. Now, so it's now... they're saying that they want the institution to return. It's now failed. Now, we want you to return, provide system-wide investments. So rather than you doing it, you're going to drive investments. Thousands of families and school children that tour the site every year will be able to see the AIS facility not as a home for high-performance sport, but as the home of Australia's high-performance system leadership. Whoa. Here's a pool. Here's a big swimming pool. Here's athletes living in huts. Now it's just, wow, this is amazing. Under Sport 2030, the AIS will support Australian athletes to maintain their place amongst the world's best and fulfil their potential outside the sporting arena too. The AIS will drive reform through leading the national high performance system and through the focus on the big system level, and no other organisation is positioned to. The AIS will lead united high performance systems underpinned by efficient, effective investment supporting sport with the innovation of promoting athlete well-being. Okay, now here's a point plan. As a leader, the AIS will collaborate to create high-performance strategies that are recognised as world-leading and that are influential and relevant to all sports in Australia in the following areas. 1. Working with state-based institutes and sports academy to streamline and maximise pathways while also minimising duplication. Strengthening the Australian high-performance system through a united approach, getting the basics right. Driving overall investment and resource allocation to optimise performance outcomes, including long-term through effective pathways. Transforming the Australian high-performance workforce to deliver performance outcomes, particularly in coaching and leadership. Developing system capabilities to provide for athletes' personal development and well-being and engagement in the community, and solving strategic issues via applied research, technology and innovation. Poor AIS. Well, I think AIS has failed and now they're redressing it. It's a bit of a sobering, well, it's not a sobering thing, but surely the news readers can read this document and work through. I focus on athletes, and I've got a picture of Van Thorpe here. Athletes are part of the sports sector's core assets and role models, particularly our children. Not only do athletes need to be in peak physical shape to perform at their best, their mental health and well-being is critical to their performance and their health and ability to thrive after sporting careers have come to a close. Well, yeah, we've got sort of that Tomic. Tomic's okay. There's a few other wild childs. I think sport's a really toxic area anyway. With athletes under intense scrutiny, a pressure and high performance environment, it's the responsibility of the AIS to be cutting edge in the world leader and supporting the nation's best athletes to remain healthy and well perform at their best. The AIS will support athletes as they transition through key moments in their sporting lives and beyond. The team will provide national leadership and expertise focused on holistic athlete development, including life skills to negotiate high-performance environment, professional development in career and education, activities to stimulate effective community engagement and integration. Here's a quote from Ian Thorpe. Quote, he's Order of Australia, I think. It's really important to have the voices of athletes in the process, and the benefit of sharing wisdom to emerging champions can't be underestimated. There were times during my career that I couldn't quite find the right person to talk to, and this is a great step in the right direction. It's important, quote, it's important that athletes who represent Australia internationally do so with the support and resources required. Career pathways for these athletes through their performance period and beyond will be part of the AIS vision, like jobs for the boys. Guided by athletes, the AIS Sports Australia will work with Australia's sports industry to develop a shared understanding of a successful high-performance culture that includes athletes finding the right balance between well-being and engagement in their activities outside of training and competition and the requirements of elite sports. Page 36, the big picture of a few Paralympics. The AIS will develop and implement a national approach, the Australian Institute of Sports, if you don't know. So the Australian Institute of Sports is a brand name, and it's also got a sort of a government facility. That's before they built all the Olympic things, they laid down this sort of East German training camp. Will develop and implement the national approach to athlete well-being and engagement, assist sports to implement this approach, provide centralised resources including access to centrally managed referral networks in mental health and careers advice to facilitate athlete engagement with communities. I just think this, like, it's like there are celebrities, and celebrities have mental health issues. And it's, we almost like them having mental health issues. Something to write about. What is the Australian government, what will the Australian government prioritise, to support high performance in Australian sport? The Sports 2030 positions the AIS as leader in the Australian high performance system, not simply a location. The AIS will no longer be defined as a set of buildings in Canberra, but an embodiment of high performance systems. To support this transition, the Australian government will secure investment in the system, sports and athletes. This investment will provide improved innovative supports to the current and future athletes to maximise opportunities for the international success under the AIS.
Hello.
Hello. Okay. You may as well just go in. Thanks a lot. Great to see you. The investment will provide... Now, this is a clothing Aussie style. Because I'm sick and my wife's blind, we've got special union cleaners, but they come in, sort of an army of three cleaners, well, this time it's only two, come in and monster the house in 45 minutes. They do quite a lot, 45 minutes an hour maybe. Okay, the investment will be improved innovative support to current and future athletes to maximise opportunities for international success. Under the AIS High Performance Strategy, this will be measured through both the numbers of medals and the total number of medals recipients at major events. That seems to contradict to, it's not just about medals, but I don't quite understand that. Here, Port AIS is another page. Evolution of the AIS. The AIS to regain the previous world-class status and to develop the 21st century organisation. A new way of structuring itself and working with sport must be introduced. In particular, the AIS must evolve, creating an environment for high-level expertise in sports strategy, leadership and athlete development. It sounds as though there's someone's got in there with a coup de grace. The AIS will support able-bodied Paralympic sports across Australia through research, testing, training, injury prevention, rehabilitation, faculties, facilities that can deliver a genuine competitive edge. It sounds as though there's sort of a change of government inside the AIS. The Sport Australia and the AIS redefines the role of leading the Australian sports sector. We must work close partnership with our state and industry territory institutions, our academies and the nation's sporting bodies to clearly articulate the roles and agreed objectives we will each perform in the future to enable athlete success. So the AIS, which has swimming pools and tracks, that's, I don't quite understand, is that going to be a local Canberra catchment entity? Along with the state and territory institutes of sports and academies, the Australian Olympic Committee, the Australian Paralympic Committee, the Commonwealth Games Australia, we will strengthen our collaboration and efficiency, ensure we are aligned with delivering high performance results for Australia. So the Commonwealth Games is where we compete against basically Canada, England, Wales, Isle of Man, various African countries which come out, skip their visas for a while and run around in Australia. A few atolls, anything left of the British Empire. Probably Malta is playing. The Australian government will consider a business case for the redevelopment of the Australian Institute of Sport at the current site. Oh dear. They're actually dynamiting the site. Make a car park. Oh gee, that's a real ghost town in there. It's amazing when you come into these industries which are shut down. So I've sort of walked in walked in the old mining equipment industries in the centre of Melbourne, these huge lathes, nothing happening on them. A smarter, strengthened partnership between key sporting bodies are a must. International success depends on many partners. The AIS will be an information leader for high-performance sports. Professional discipline networks will disseminate key information, promote innovations, and help contribute to research agendas. The AIS will continue to attract the most relevant and exceptional partnerships to enhance our athletes' opportunities for success. How? Why? These partnerships will seek to drive efficiency and ensure our sports are benefiting from world-leading technology. Well, you can't say this. There seems to be a cycle of these things. Like in education, we had ESSA, these really good research-based things, and there's something that we just can't maintain. It's not that they go out of date. It's just that they get self-implode. It's been really interesting to know whether AIS self-imploded because, it's obviously this has been the writing on the wall for them. The innovations which have the potential, the Australian Institute of Sport, just this incredible thing to look at. The innovations which have the potential to enable athlete success now come from more diverse fields than ever before. Recognising many and various sources of expertise, the AIS will play a leadership role in working the national sporting organisation, university and private sector to quickly identify, improve, amplify and share new emerging ideas, technologies and practices with sport. Okay, I just had a mental idea of what to do. The AIS will work with university partners across the country. So yeah, I think university's eating its lunch. The AIS will encourage and enable the best research in the country to pursue new technologies, practices, the ways of teaching and learning systems specifically designed to boost the high performance outcomes. My issue is that if you set up on one business model, you spend and gut it and give a business case to do all of it. I don't think you're going to have any anything left to do anything you want to. Para-athletes are, must admit, look, I know none of these people, I'm just from the outside, an outside observer reading through this. And it's like all these 80-page documents they get put out, and they don't really expect people to sit down and read it. But of course, I'm helping someone trying to do a match-up of their accreditations, the new accreditations, and watching who's controlling the accreditations strategically, so this is one of the back documents, and so I thought I'd read it. Para-athletes are integral to achieving high-performance success, and with the 2018 Gold Coast Olympic Commonwealth Games, we have now seen a hugely popular migration of para-sports into major sporting events can be. So, that, yeah, we just had a mixed para. We didn't have separate games. Para-athletes are some of the most celebrated, recognisable athletes in Australia and have a particular ability to motivate and inspire the nation. Australia has participated in every summer and winter Olympics since the first games in the 1960s. It's important to ensure para-athletes are equipped with the best equipment and technology to compete and perform at the highest level. The Australian government will fund Para-Innovation Award for new technology developments which in the equipment that can be specifically used by elite para-athletes. Support national sporting organisations. The AIS will support national sporting organisations to pursue the excellence across the high-performance program, including supporting athletes along their career pathways, including after life support, implementing innovative strategies that are recognised as world-leading, increasing the number of high-caliber future athletes, achieving a sufficiently broad range of disciplines where appropriate, and producing medalists, attracting, developing, retaining high-quality coaches, leaders, and support staff, and ensuring our sporting champions are strong, positive role models who are engaged in the community, uniting, inspiring, motivating all Australians to participate in sport and live healthier lifestyles. Page 40. So, that's a bit of a shock. It's a bit of a shock to read this document. You read all these other good vision things, strange statements, strange things, and then AIS, a bit of a quick, and we're going to knife you in the back. Athlete well-being and engagement. And this is in a separate thing. I don't know, it's just sitting here as a statement, a bit like one of the case studies, which indeed are not necessarily case studies. Elite athletes have the capacity to instill pride in the nation, inspire a generation, and make positive impact in communities across Australia. At least the advertisers show it. They show, rah, 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 here's my product, rah, rah, rah. But I don't, and there's some genuine hope. They are our greatest ambassadors. Sorry about you, actual ambassadors. Australia is more than 2,300 high-performance athletes within its networks, and the combined impact of these athletes can have is profound. To successfully harness the power of these individuals, the AIS will create an environment that is supportive to the unique high-pressure lifestyles of our athletes' experience. To best enable our athletes to realise their fullest potential, the AIS is dedicated to the vision that ensures Australian athletes can learn, thrive and contribute to community during their time in high performance sport and have similar success in life afterwards. You know what? I suppose one of the, this is sort of bad. I think, if you really want change, it's like, you know, when Australia was making steel, we had new steel making techniques sweep in, and that have a wake for the old steel making technique. And the people, the steel works that had the wakes and said goodbye and acknowledged contributions which were no longer going to use, it sealed it off. That was an important thing. I think we really should have a wake for AIS rather than just rebadge it. I just think you're going to create okay. To best enable our athletes to realise their fullest potential, the AIS is dedicated to the vision that ensures athletes can learn, thrive, and contribute to the community during their time in high-performance sport via similar success in life afterwards. Okay, you don't want an Olympic athlete begging for money on the streets, do you? That's why we fund our politicians and all these people afterwards. Healthy, well-supported athletes have a greater chance of sustained success in a nation whose population is dwarfed by our competitors. Oh, yes, okay. Now, we do not have the luxury of a vast pool of elite talent. Instead, the AIS will focus on extending success of our athletes by creating an environment that recognises their changing needs throughout their careers, both physically and mentally. In a 2014 study of elite Australian athletes, more than 46% of athletes were experiencing symptoms of at least one of the mental health problems assessed, with injured athletes experience high level symptoms of both depression and generalized anxiety disorder. 46%. Oh, blood oath. At the most basic level, athletes should be better off representing our country at elite levels. Athletes must be supported from their entry and throughout their high-performance career, but the AIS must also help them to transition out of the high-performance sport. The AIS wants these athletes to have the life skills needed to succeed post-career and give back to the community at the time, and some joy and lessons that are up from sport at the highest level. And this is generally in Australia with the very sparse, I think we've got, what, less the population of California, and we've got the economy the size of California, less than, we're much more spread out, and so, you can't swap careers as easily. If we extend to do one thing, we are rather stuck with them. I've used a whole page to print some with a basketball. I don't know what the person's doing. This is page 41. Oh no. Another page I've wasted printing integrity of sport. So that's it. AIS is going to get it in the neck. And we find out that 46% of Australian athletes basket cases, not basket cases, but suffer from the way that we're doing it. Perhaps you'd have a Royal Commission into the AIS. Well, it's too late now. Perhaps there was a scandal in the AIS and they had to can it. That often happens. So that happens when there is a major problem. The business case of it suddenly disappears. It's one of those things. So there may have been other problems with it. Safeguarding the integrity of sports. Are we a nation of cheats and liars? And I think, unfortunately, The answer is that there's a hell of a lot of them out there, a hell of a lot of people who are in it for themselves. No worries, mate. It's sort of like poisoning your friend's waterhole. If you'd like to know, there's a large amount of the economy of squatters, people who came out and just sat on Crown land. Okay, a fair, safe and strong sector free from corruption. A long-term target. Australian sport is seen as safe, trustworthy and fair, and secure reliable systems for deterrent detecting and dealing with threats to integrity. Well, it's the entire theory of sports. It's where it's risks, but within contained risk, you know that the sport's going to last a certain amount of time. It's going to go and be judged a certain amount of time. And and people can observe it and they can see what's going on. Okay, safeguarding. Okay. Under the strategic priority of safeguarding the integrity of sport, the Australian government will deliver against the long-term targets through the following actions. Safeguarding the integrity of sport. Development and implementation of the Australian government's response to the review of Australia's sport integrity arrangements. Contemporary sports government arrangements. Protection of children in sporting environments. I think corruption is a different thing from corruption. In case of fair and strong sports sector, community confidence in the fairness and legitimacy of Australian sports is critical for the survival and health of the sector, for community participation and the return on high performance investment. The multiple health, economics and social cultural benefits of sports are severely undermined when the sport and integrity is not protected, i.e. you're watching a fixed event, people turn off in droves. This can be achieved by ensuring Australia operates an effective and contemporary sports integrity system. I know people who are doing a PhD on the drug culture, and I really should read and speak with them. While there are multiple sports integrity challenges, the safety for participants, including children in sports, is paramount. The Australian government will support the sports sector to provide a safe, fair, inclusive environment and opportunities for sports participants. The integrity of our sporting competition at all levels is the foundation of faith in our sports institution. Maintaining the faith through contemporary integrity and arrangements is a priority of the Australian government. Here's something, a quote. The Australian government, in conjunction with the sports sector, will continue to identify, address and proactively deter threats to sports integrity to enable supporters to participate, to have faith in sports fair and safe. Have faith that those same. So, this is a podcast as it's come out, and I was reading page 33, and I've suddenly found page 39 dropping in. Okay, it's about the RAS. I think we can leave that. So, just note, this podcast has left out page 39. So, it'll be... strictly called a... reading of the 2030, Sports 2030, with page 39 missing, and just opposite me. I don't know what they're doing. So there was just a huge, bright red parrot. I don't know if you heard it there. Okay. 44. What long-term changes will Sports 2030 promote to strengthen the sector's integrity and responses? Well, I just want to analyse, tell me what the problem was first before you change it. Sports holds a special place in Australia and provides substantial health, economic, social, cultural benefits in the lives of Australians. Sport is, however, now faced with external threats of unprecedented scale, i.e. poker machines and gambling. The value and benefits of the sports are undermined whenever the integrity of sport is compromised and public confidence is diminished. These integrity threats include increasingly sophisticated doping practices, globalization and rapid growth of online sports wagering, particularly through illegal unregulated wagering providers, infiltration and exploitation of sports sectors by organized crime, corruption in sports administration, and participation in protection of issues, including child safety. This is abusing children. But One of the things I want to point out is that a lot of the wagering happens at local, at the very local level, you know, fixing just even local matches. It comes from the fact that all the money is being taken out to these big organisations at the top and then handed down again. Okay. Together, they form a complex threat matrix. There you go, exposing vulnerabilities across the Australian sporting sector that require a coordinated, robust national response involving sports, government, regulators, wage industry, law enforcement, and other stakeholders. Well, I think academics reading that have a different idea on it. Although Australia has in many respects led the world in many respects, integrity except for ball tampering, integrity responses and framework gaps remain, and rapid changes in the threat environment require ongoing vigilance to ensure our ability to protect Australian sport and sporting participants remains contemporary and effective. Our specific concern in this context is Australia's ability to confront the ever-growing threat of illegal wagering on sport and the connections with match-fixing and organised crimes. Cases such as, I would say this is a case, good case for artificial intelligence. Okay. Cases such as corruptions are now becoming widespread in global sport, and the proliferation of accessible illegal online bookmakers in Asia presents a particular threat. Because of the unique nature and challenges presented by sports integrity issues, it's also just incredibly wasteful. They're making money, but they're just milking money out of the Australian community because we just bet stuff. I mean, they've got poker machines. The governments really get their arms involved in it because they require legal betting to get their own free taxation. And I wonder if this is... this is a negative effect of sport in their accounting. How do they count this? Because of the unique nature and challenges presented by sports integrity issues, in 2017, the Australian government commissioned a comprehensive independent review of Australia's sports integrity arrangements, led by the Honourable James Wood, AOQC. Wood, the review found that without comprehensive, effective, and nationally coordinated response capability, the hard-earned reputation of sports in the country risk being tarnished, along with a potential reduction in participation rates and diminution in the social, cultural, and economic values of Australia's significant investment in sport. Well, it's like we're being hammered on two things. AIS is folded. We haven't got a coherent plan, and we're betting ourselves into oblivion. Having considered all elements of the sports integrity environment, the review made a range of recommendations. These related to improving anti-doping capabilities, providing athletes cost-effective and transparent dispute resolution for Australian athletes through the National Sports Tribunal. I just can't see how that works. Supporting international collaboration to combat match fixing and establishing nationally consistent, effective match fixing and related corruption offences. Streamlining and simplifying administration of national sports wagering arrangements and establishing a dedicated cohesive national sports integrity capability in the form of a National Sports Integrity Commission. Importantly, the review, RRView, noted that the manipulation of sports competitions can be easily achieved and is difficult to detect in the absence of an ability to monitor wagering markets and gather, collate and assess related data and intelligence. Compared to the stock exchange, we've got fairly sophisticated insider trading data systems. The existence and accessibility of offshore online illegal bookmakers offering markets on Australian sports, including in-player markets, the enormous liquidity and growth of the markets, and the inability of Australia to access related data represents a significant integrity vulnerability. In other words, the Aussies would tell you stuffed. An important objective stemming from the Wood Review is to capture all forms of wagering in Australian sport in a regulated environment to minimise the attraction of illegal offshore online bookmakers and allow monitoring of markets in an effective response to whatever corruption is indicated. I don't know. In 2018, the Australian government has moved to strengthen Australia's anti-doping capabilities through increased funding in Australian Sports Anti-Doping Authority and the Australian Sports Drug Testing Laboratory. The Australian government also moved quickly to enhance the important work of the Sports Betting Integrity Unit to further protect Australian sports from criminal influence, match fixing and other wagering-related corruptions. While longer-term ongoing capabilities are developed, these and other elements of the Australian government's response to the Wood Review are being developed, and a task force already established by the Australian government in mid-2018. Another area of immediate action is the establishment of the Safe Sports Australia Initiative. This initiative will enable the Australian government to provide immediate and direct support to community-based sporting organisations to oversee child protection, but they call it child-safe environments. Australia has an enviable international reputation for the achievement and competitiveness of our athletes, the passion of the sporting public and the role of sports in our society. The sports integrity measure of the Sports 2030 will ensure this part of the Australian life will continue to be effectively protected and all Australians can enjoy sport that's safe, fair, clean and inclusive. In response to the Wood Review, the Australian government will seek to ensure the sports sector is strong and inclusive so Australians can produce their trust and, can place their trust in the sector when they engage in sport. Through Sport 2030, the Australian government will continue to, my overall view is that, if someone's a crook, you've just got to get rid of them, unfortunately. Like, you know, I really think that if you're caught drug cheating, that's it. I think be damned. I think if we have an Australian drug cheat, they should just never, ever compete for Australia again. That's my overall thing. If you just raise the stakes really high and just do it there, so no matter how good you are, that's it. You're out. I think it should be just no support, you're out. That's my view. Okay. Encourage support to national and state sporting stakeholders to practice unified behaviours and implement contemporary best practice governance models and contribute to the international integrity efforts so that the global sports is conducted on an even playing field for all participants, free from corruption or undue influence. So we have, if you're a lawyer and you're convicted of a crime, you can't be a lawyer anymore. Yeah, it's just, if you're a doctor and you're, unless it's very extraordinary and you're convicted of a crime, you can't be a doctor anymore. Yeah, we have it in so many places, we have it, like if you're a teacher and you're marked out that, are kicked out of a teaching profession, you've got a black mark on your name, it means you cannot teach in any jurisdiction in Australia forever. That's it. That's why that's done well. It's a bit of a thing. What will Australian government prioritise to protect the sector? Responding to a review of Australia's sports integrity arrangements, Australia is a well-known for a strong advocate of sports integrity. The Australian government will prioritise the development of responses to the Wood Review. The development of the national consistent, effectively integrated response will continue to prioritise to ensure faith in the sports of Australia can play and support. The Australian government will make formal response to the recommendations of the sport of the review of all these birds and our climate all over this place. Okay. So what they'll do is they've had the review, they're thinking about it, and we're going to make a formal response to it. Contemporary government of sports. Australia is well known as a global leader in sports governance. To remain at the forefront, Sports Australia will define and consolidate its governance and principal framework. This will reduce regulation and provide simplified, targeted and contemporary guidance to accelerate the business performance within the sporting organisations. Again, I don't quite understand business performance and accelerated business performance. I don't quite understand that. In 2018, the sports can that rely on government funding for a majority of their revenue are falling behind the professional sports in their ability to deliver both high performance and participation outcomes. The gap is widening, leading to two-speed economy, where those sports that can be generate broadcast outcomes are able to invest in innovation capability like the AFL and resources, and those without commercial streams as revenue are restricted. I.e. that if you're a shot putter, which is just really sort of not the same as AFL, it's just the beauty is AFL's a fantastic game. The gap is widening, leading to a two-speed economy where the sports that generate broadcast outcomes are able to invest in innovation capability and the resources, and those without commercial streams of revenue are restricted. To support this, Sports Australia will focus on supporting the transformation of sporting organisations' operational practices through identifying key partnerships and modern management structures to allow the industry to meet the needs of the participants. What does that mean? But it probably means that if you are not on TV, you expect people to be harder and harder to speak to. Sports Australia, even if you are a great shot putter and never going to be an AFL player, that's it. Sports Australia will encourage national sporting organisations to adopt a more efficient model of governance, which can best position sports to be able to derive greater commercial outcomes to reduce the reliance on funding, increase the autonomy of the sports innovation, i.e. we're walking away from you. All sporting and physical activity organisations should strive for the best practice governance in order to achieve efficiencies and excellence. However, these people are just chopping and changing just to get, I don't know, they've just chopped off AIS, you know, no longer useful, and they're not looking at the governance of it. Yeah, fundamentally, if you make an efficiency move of giving, it's economically efficient to actually make someone delivering it actually responsible for monitoring it. If you put those two together, you're having a conflict of interest and you're making it almost ungovernable. You have people that, on paper, it can't be done. It just means a slick person comes up and says, "Ah, trust me, I'm honest." It's just appalling. The protection of children in sport. In 2017, the report by the Royal Commission of the Institutional Response to Child Sexual Abuse, the final report, that's what I mean by safety, has recognised the broad audience and prominent place of sport in the community represents an opportunity to raise awareness of and promote child safety. Sport Australia will establish the roll out of Safe Sport Australia to strengthen the integrity of Australian community sport. Safe Sport Australia, SSA, is central to the Australian Government's response to the Royal Commission's full recommendation regarding sport. These recommendations will be met through the introduction of child-safe standards, the establishment of a Child Safety Environment Committee, establishing the reach of play by the rules, and improving communication so that child-safe standards are relevant and resources are accessible. SSA will position sport at the forefront of child-safe practices in Australia by providing a multi-pronged, temporary approach to ensure all levels of sports understand their roles in keeping children safe. This approach includes sophisticated training for the national sporting organisations, complemented by a contemporary approach to accrediting clubs to be child safe through the comprehensive accessible digital resources, i.e. your child safety program. Play by the Rules will continue to provide a broad array of valuable resources regarding inclusion and integrity of the online audience, and thus will be augmented by the SSA will ensure child safe practices are deeply embedded throughout the Australian sport. These important issues will also be considered under the Australian Government response to the Wood Review, which is a different review. The overall future of national sports framework. So this is a bit of a wake up call. Australia's going down the toilet, as we'd say. Yeah, going down the toilet. What is it? Flush that kitten down the toilet. Little kitten going down the toilet. The Australian Government has committed to publicly reporting on progress in implementing the Royal Commission's recommendations. So we're committed to reporting it, including those relating to sport, on an annual basis until 2022. These progress reports will be tabled before Parliament. Other information about progress and measures for protecting children will also be shared, with a focus on ensuring it's accessible, it is accessible to children and institutions, including those sporting institutions. So that's the limit of where I'm up to, page 47 of a page 80-page document. But I'm sure the last, so we're over halfway the hump, and this is episode 4. It's an incredible read where AAS gets the knife. Thanks for listening. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.